Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, it's Roasting the World. Why? Because the world needs roasting. For the first time in a long time, I'm your host, the man, the myth, the legend, the gangster of love, Mr. Space Cowboy, the king of comedy, Dakota, and we all know my co-host with the most, the sensational one, Sherry. And of course, Shane's on here too tonight, guys, so yay. That's right, Sherry, I still got the best intro in the biz, all right?
Yeah, the best intro in the biz. You just, like, shut me down. You're like, Sherry, the awesome, beautiful, lovely Sherry, and Shane showed up, fuck him, is what you said.
You're right. And my co-host for the other most from the Degenerate Duo, Shane. There you go, bro. I had to do that in there for you.
Here's a special appearance tonight.
Right. And Sherry, welcome back to the show. It's been, what, like 8 months now?
Yeah.
I know you've had a busy time going on.
Yeah. You know, life just takes you away and you start doing things. And unfortunately, I ran out of time to be able to do shows. And but things are better now. And I have a new schedule. So I'm so happy to be back. Like, this is amazing. Like, I've waited so long to come back onto the show. So I'm happy to be here and so happy. I've missed you.
Glad you're back. I've held the fort down the whole time.
While you were gone. Oh, we're talking over each other. I kind of helped Dakota out while you were gone. And I've been waiting to meet you, Sherry. It's nice to hear your voice.
Oh, thank you. It's nice to
I've
know.
Gone through, like,
yeah,
let's see.
Really cool.
All together, I think I've had 5 guest co-hosts on, and Shane's the one that stuck around. So there you go. I don't know if that tells anybody anything.
It means you missed me. That's it. You're trying to replace me, and it just can't happen.
Whoa.
That's why me and Shane started the Degenerate Duo.
Hold up on that bullshit, because nobody tried to replace you. I filled in while you were sick of doing life or whatever. That's all. I was not. Nobody can replace Sherry. Am I right?
Oh, Sherry is the most awesome. So, yeah, that is true. That's why me and Shane had to start a whole new show.
We have to keep Shane around.
Shane is awesome.
I think he's
back from
right.
bullfighting over in Mexico and everything nowadays.
Yeah.
He's doing good. So. Well, guys, tonight. Right. Well, tonight, guys, we have a special guest in Sherry. Why don't you go ahead and introduce him, since it's been a while since you've been on.
Oh, great. Yes. I was lucky enough to interview this person in the past on, I believe, 2 other different shows. But I'm so excited because it's been a very long time, over a year. We get to talk to Rhett Sever. He's a comedian. And Rhett, are you with us tonight?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you guys for having me.
Yeah, so
hey,
nice
welcome to the show, man.
Yeah, so this is awesome to be on, like, Sherry's 3rd show now. This is awesome.
Well,
it's like every time
by.
Sherry has a new show.
Right.
I have a new show. It's awesome.
Go ahead.
Like, it's called Roasting the World because you guys are into the roasting type of comedy, or...
Yeah.
Go ahead, Jerry. My background is stand up and like roast comedy, so that I just pretty much was like, all right, what's the best name I can come up with for this? And I'm like, Roasting the World's perfect. Because the world needs roasting,
then,
man.
Do you do the Comedy Fight Club in New York City with, what's his name? Matt Maron?
No, I haven't, but I need to check into that. That'd be awesome.
If you message Matt Maron, you might be able to get on his like preliminary shows and kind of work your way up to come.
Oh, cool. Okay.
It's in New York for
sure.
You guys in New
York? Do that shit.
Are you guys in New York City?
No, I'm in Tennessee.
I'm in Seattle.
Oh, okay.
Comedy.
Oh,
yeah, we're all spread around right now, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you ever come to New
Roast
York City.
Roast the World is an international business.
Okay, nice.
Locally,
yeah, that's an international. I did that for a few years.
Okay.
The comedy fight.
Yeah, if I ever come down that way, bro, for sure, I need to check that out.
Yeah, and I did some roast shows with them a few times. But then, like, I don't know, it kind of got weird where, like, I don't know. I don't know if, like, the audience was – I don't know what happened with the audience, but, like, one night – if they were just very, like, you know, homophobic and stuff.
Oh, shit.
And it was because it was in New York City, and I never really experienced that from an audience in New York City. So I don't know if it was the type of people that were attracted to the Comedy Fight Club scene or what, but, like, it was just very weird to get homophobia just randomly one night. And then, like...
Right.
Like, the host then was, like, blaming me.
Oh, no.
Wait,
hold on. Let me ask you the question.
Yeah,
you're in New York, right?
Yeah,
Do you know Jonas Barnes?
Jonas Barnes?
No.
Does he do comedy here?
Yeah, he's my homeboy. He came from Seattle, and he moved to New York, like, 7 years ago. And he produces shows and shit up there. Yeah, so that's my homeboy.
Cool.
So maybe
you know what
you
at what club?
I don't know. I don't know where he produces that. He does. Have you ever heard of Smut? The Smut Showcase.
No.
Yeah, he does a showcase that's just full of dirty comedians, and it's funny.
And
you might get on that.
Like,
especially,
you know,
like, really good.
Like Manhattan or Brooklyn.
Let me talk to you after the show, bro. Let me talk to you after the show.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, well, like, I am very thankful for Sherry to have me on tonight because I wanted to promote my new music video.
Ooh.
Well, tell us about it.
I heard Sherry posted it to all the followers, and I thank you so much. But yeah, it took me like a month to shoot it. I did a shot for every line of the song, and so yeah, after I edited it, like, once I had the last shot, I was so excited that I edited it all night, and then you know, I was just so excited. And so, yeah.
Well,
just
for our
out.
Listeners, what do you have to search on YouTube to find this video? What's the search engine thing?
Oh, yeah. Rhett Seaver, Ode to the Hole. So Rhett is R-E-T-T. And then Seaver is like fever with an S, S-E-V-E-R. So Rhett Seaver and then Ode to the Hole. And it's a three-minute song. It's a three-minute song about my asshole.
And it's very hilarious, guys. I listened to it earlier today, and oh, my God, I laughed my ass off.
Fucking
show.
I want to see this video right now.
Oh, thanks. Did you watch the video?
Yeah, I did, dude. Like, I was off today, so I got to check it out earlier, and it was funny as shit, bro. I was laughing my ass off during it.
Thanks. Yeah, I promoted it on Facebook, and I got, like a few thousand views so far, and I have like about 400
wow.
views on YouTube. So I'm just trying to promote it now and get it out there. And yeah, it's been fun. I did it on TikTok.
So,
Rhett, I just wanted to say, first of all, what made you think about this song and wanting to go in to make it into a video?
So about 10 years ago, it just started out as like a silly poem, and it was kind of clunky, and it was very different than what it is now. And then a couple years after that, I rewrote it and kind of spiffed it up, because I had, like, it's really cool, like, when you write something, and then you should wait a few years and then read it And then it's like you're a fresh new like editor, and you have a better perspective, because then it's almost like you're editing somebody else's work where you completely forgot to start. And so then I edited it in a way better way. And then for whatever reason, like, I love music so much, but I'm not a musician. So I just willed myself into it just by singing it a cappella at my shows for like the past 6 years now. And yeah, so I just wanted to put it on, like, you know, on record, and just, you know, kind of whatever, put it in the hermetically sealed, you know, internet world,
well,
I guess.
I just want to say to our listeners real quick, like, hey, check out the video, share it on Facebook, give it a like, give him a subscribe. It doesn't hurt you none. Go on to YouTube, look up his video, laugh at it, like and share, dude. Like and share. That's how we do it, dude. Yeah. This is like the gutter, bro. This is like dark comedy, right? This is underground
hopefully
shit.
That gets
getting on
to that
level before this dude gets famous. You know what I mean? Right?
Yeah,
like and share, dude. Like and share.
Yeah, and then I'll be happy to come back on your guys' show, and I'll help promote you guys, because I share this.
Hell yeah.
I can dig it.
When I post this, then I'll share it with everybody. And then also, you guys post it on YouTube?
Yeah.
And then I've shared those in the past that I was on Tom and Sherry's show and everything. Yeah, and so it's just kind of we build each other up, and so it's awesome.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
We've done that before.
So how did you get started in comedy? Like, what was your, like, biggest influences and stuff?
Oh, actually, it was Louis C.K.
I mean, he's a good one, man.
Yeah, I was obsessed with Louis C.K. in 2012.
He was the great loss of the Me Too shit. He got Me Too because he's a little creepy. He didn't do anything illegal. He didn't rape bitches. Don't get me wrong. Like Louis C.K. raped no one. But he pulled.
Was he the one that they were saying that was like beaten off in front of like the staff members or something like that?
It was some dumb shit, dude. Louis C.K. got caught in some dumb shit.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, it's okay because you're only canceled by the people who want to cancel you, and then you're not canceled by the people who don't. And so it just kind of lets people have the audience they were meant to have. So at the end of the day,
it almost helps you find your audience. It really does. It's weird.
Yeah,
it's weird to say,
it really doesn't matter, like, you know, the consequences people face. That's the consequence they were meant to face, you know. And so it's all good, really. Because I went to his show at Madison Square Garden. His new tour is amazing. Oh. You guys see it?
Yeah.
I haven't got to see it yet.
Oh my God, it's amazing. I don't want to spoil it, but like there's a big word that is lit up behind him. And it's really fun.
A big word.
What?
All right, now I got to check this out. As soon as the show's over, I'm going to check this out.
I don't think you guys will want me to spoil what the word is. I don't think you'll want me to spoil it. Because it's so amazing when the lights come up. Because he starts the show in the dark, and then when the lights come up, it's the big word, and it's like the funniest shit you ever see in your life. I mean, if you're not careful, you'll get it spoiled on the internet. But if you really want to enjoy the show, just buy a ticket when he gets to your town, and it's amazing. It's a really good show.
Word.
Yeah. But basically, to give
Roast in the World like $20 for pimping his shit, I think HBO Max owes us some money. I think we should pay him some money, right? I mean,
McDonald's should owe me some money. I mean, I spent enough on McDoubles at that motherfucking place. I mentioned them on the show enough; they should be paying me by now.
On the show tonight. We have a real no bullshit. Genuine working in New York City comedian on tonight, and all we can talk about is Louis C.K. Like,
no, it's cool. I'm just saying that, like,
money from him.
No, it's true. But Well, some of the stuff online I've stolen, like when his stuff leaked, but I justified it because I pay for everything else. So I, when things leak for free, it's like, I get it because I paid for everything else. So whatever. But that's how I justify it. But okay. So yeah, I was obsessed with Louis C.K. and I just was a very shy, like I was, you know, a gay little Mormon boy who moved to New York City, and I was very shy, and I had no friends. I just went home every day and bought a bag of candy.
Wait, your dad had
movies.
No idea. That's amazing.
Yeah, and,
I had no idea from listening to you that you were a homo. That's weird.
Yeah, it's
a surprise around every turn.
Yeah, so basically,
I like
you
it.
Know, I was
dude,
a loner.
I figured.
Yeah.
I
so, like, I was a
awesome,
loner
dude.
Growing up, like, just like a pariah, you know, in my small town. So I was very shy, and so I just went home every day with a bag of candy and watched movies. So I'm a huge movie buff. I know every fucking movie in the world. And so I used that knowledge to write jokes, and I haven't stopped since for almost 9 years now. Well,
let me ask you this. Do you have a lot of your stand-up on YouTube as well, or just the
video? I have a lot of videos. Yeah, like when people look up my music video, they can click on my channel, and they can see all my stand-up videos,
Oh, hell yeah.
I'm going to do that after the show.
And
I'm super interested now. I want to see what you got. I'm interested.
Yeah, and then during the pandemic.
Genuinely.
Oh, thank you so much. So, yeah, during the pandemic, I did a lot of podcasts, and one of them went viral. It almost has 7,000 views.
Holy shit.
Oh, hell yeah.
I mean, viral for me, for my level, it's viral. You know what I mean?
Right.
And
hell yeah, dude.
But yeah, like almost 7,000 views. I never expected that. Like, that's kind of crazy. Oh, so yeah. So that's kind of what I've been up to the past pandemic.
The pandemic made it hard to do comedy because all the comedy clubs had to shut down. So what the fuck are you going to do besides podcast? Podcast is your only option.
Yeah.
Your only outlet.
Yeah, and so it
like
really grew the podcasting. I mean, the podcasting industry was growing anyway, but now it's like...
Yeah, I think in the last couple of years, it kind of like skyrocketed up and shit.
Well, to the point where like Sarah Silverman is like, you know, roasting everybody on Jimmy Kimmel with that bit about how everybody has a podcast, and she's doing this PSA to try to help people not start a podcast. Did you see that? It was really funny. she's acting like it's a disease that everybody's caught.
Fucking everybody has a podcast now. Even Dakota Wheatley, the king of comedy, has a podcast.
2 years strong.
Oh,
he's had a podcast. But hey, Roasting the World predates COVID, doesn't it? COVID. Yep.
Yep.
Yeah, this
is
going strong
good.
For a couple years now,
Yeah, see, Sherry, we did what? The first episode I ever did originally was over 2 years ago. I was a guest on one of Sherry's shows. And then I was a guest on another one of her shows with your other co-host at the time. Don't want to name names because I think we're not allowed to from our lawyers and whatnot anymore. And then, and then we just started doing one after that.
Right. It's been so much fun. Yeah,
but I've never heard that where you can't say somebody's name legally. Why not?
Well,
oh, no, I was just joking around,
like
bro.
Okay.
I was just joking.
There
was a problem.
I can't afford lawyers, so.
Okay. Right.
My closest thing to a lawyer is my Jewish friend Josh that lives up the road. I go to him for law advice every now and then. That's about it.
Do you call Josh the Jew? I would call him Josh the Jew.
That's me.
Okay. But
what
about
Tom? It's like Stan
but
Lee
is
shit.
Is the name you were talking about Tom? Because he's cool, right?
No. No, it's not Tom.
Okay.
Oh, no. I don't know if I've ever met Tom or talked to Tom, I don't think. I think he was before me on the shows.
He was. Yeah. I just keep going through a bunch of men. That's all.
I know. Sherry keeps going through freaking co-hosts.
And then another.
There you go.
What? Oh.
I said until I found the right one, which is Dakota, right?
Oh, there you go. Best co-host in the world.
See?
Yeah, and so the crazy thing that happened to me over the over COVID was I started an edibles business with my sister because she's a chef.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, so we sell edibles in Washington Square Park. Every
day. Oh, hell yeah, dude. Tell some about that because this is a pot zone, so feel free to talk all the THC you want, bro.
Oh, yeah.
We got
It's baked by Brady on Instagram if people want to order. And, shipping and delivery.
Oh, my God. I'm a fucking drug dealer. I'm totally dealing drugs in Washington Square Park every fucking day. They're called cookies.
Now I'm starting in Central Park. And that's been really good for me lately. But now it's getting cold, so I don't know what we're going to... I think we're going to rely mostly on the shipping and delivery during the winter. But I also might get a side job also during the winter. But, yeah, otherwise it's Baked by Brady on Instagram if people want to order or
So do you guys do just, like, brownies or do you guys do, like, everything?
Yeah, it's gummy.
Everybody, real quick, plug your fucking weed shit again. What's your weed shit?
Baked by Brady with two E's. Brady is with two E's. Baked by Brady on Instagram.
Hell yeah.
Straight baked. Yeah. And,
I'm just on Instagram right now and Baked by Brady.
Yeah, Baked by Brady. It ends with two E's. Yeah. It's not a Y. Yeah.
I'll for sure put the link up on the page later on for that.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, we're just on Instagram so far. And, yeah, that's been really good. You know, we just wanted to start our own business, and so I've been doing that every day pretty much along
and
with...
And right now, that's a good business to get into because everybody and their grandma smokes pot, eats some kind of THC or something nowadays.
Yeah, because it's a medicine, not a drug.
Exactly.
Well, anything is a drug if you abuse it. Oh, you found it?
But yeah, exactly, bro.
Speaking of THC,
I like to do this thing with my guest. I call it the high five. And what it is it's five random questions about just the most random shit that has nothing to do with anything and everything at the same time that I came up with while I was smoking weed. So, all right. You ready for this one?
Okay.
Question number one, sexiest Baywatch cast member?
Ooh.
Yasmine Bleeth.
Okay.
Yeah.
You dig that one?
I dig that.
All right. Question number two. Double cheeseburger or a double bacon cheeseburger?
Neither because I am a pussy vegan. No, I don't know. No, I'm not vegan. But like, those really make me
get him out of here. Get this vegan out of the room. I'm going to now. I'm so pissed off. He's looking at a fucking vegan. You bastard.
No, I'm actually not a vegan. No, but I rarely.
Vegan, dude. I was pimping your shit, and you're a fucking vegan? How dare you, sir?
I rarely eat meat. I'm not a vegan, but I understand them. But
I respect that.
I can't eat either of those. I'll puke. Sorry.
All right, I respect that answer. All right.
But it
right here's a big question.
Okay.
Who would win in a fight, Randy Savage's ghost or Deadpool?
I guess Randy Savage.
I would think so too.
Because I just am more for the old school.
Yes,
right?
I dig that answer.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Number four.
I think you could honestly say that without Randy Savage's influence on Rob Liefeld, there would be no Deadpool.
See?
So there you go.
I think the dudes like Randy Savage, those boisterous, funny, action-packed dudes, are the dudes that made Deadpool happen. So that's like fighting your father. If Deadpool and the ghost of Randy Savage fought, he'd be like fighting his dad, and he would lose.
I think the greatest thing in the world of wrestling is the movie The Wrestler, starring Mickey Rourke. That's the greatest thing.
Oh, that's a good movie. That's a good movie.
That's a good fucking movie.
Yeah. If the wrestling,
it's good and sad at the same time, because it's so crazy knowing that, like,
yeah,
at the time when you're seeing them on TV or something, they're making millions or some shit, and then 10 years later they can be broke as shit like how you see in that movie.
Yeah, and so it's like if the wrestling world offers us nothing else but that movie, that should be the crown jewel of the wrestling world, I think, in my opinion.
There you go.
Anyway.
All right. Question number four.
It's the truth.
Dr. Pepper or Mr. Pibb?
Dr. Pepper. But,
yeah.
And last but not least, how do you feel about plant-based burgers?
I like them, yeah.
yes.
And those are the high five, guys, so thank you for playing.
All right. Was that not a cool answer, my last one?
Oh, no, it's an inside joke between me and Sherry. She keeps wanting me to try those Impossible Whoppers, and she's been trying to get me for, like, the last year and a half to try these. And I keep telling her, I will not do this, man.
Hey,
well,
hey,
I mean,
is anybody opposed to me getting my dick sucked on the show? My wife
it
wants to suck my dick
same.
Right the fuck now as we speak.
Well, we're
going to
mute you then, Shane, so we don't hear any weird noises.
I'm going to get my boy job, and y'all hang out. I'm taking my pants off the ladies here. Say hi, Devin.
Shane, this
awesome.
Is Howard Stern in the
90s. Yeah, this is Howard Stern, Shane. Wrong show, bro.
My wife loves me so much, she's going to suck my dick right now on air, and
well,
it's fine.
Shane, save it for the Degenerate Duo show, bro. This show's not rated hard, Shane, sorry.
I got to suck
my dick as you speak.
That this is Howard Stern in the 90s.
It's so hot. she can't suck my dick because she's laughing on my dick. And I'm like, what does that mean, bitch? Why are you laughing on my dick? Is that a big one for you? What's up? What are you
doing?
Hey, Shane, the other day I was making your wife make some noises.
Ooh, yes.
That was a long pause.
Like, I know, I swear to God, you guys, I'm getting my dick sucked right now. It's so limp because she keeps laughing. She's just laughing on my dick, and the laughs actually feel pretty good.
Okay, with that being said, Shane, I'm going to have to figure out how to mute you real quick,
bro. Okay, y'all. Rhett, it's so nice having you on and talking to you, but I will catch up to you again.
Is it the end of the show almost?
Yeah, bro. I'll tell you what, man. We'll for sure have to have you back on again sometime because funny as shit. Let us know again how they can look you up on YouTube and Facebook and all that.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, real quick, let them pimp some YouTube and the baking thing again. Pimp all your shit, bro. Pimp it all.
Yeah, everything is under Rhett Seaver on all my stuff. R-H-E-T-T, like Rhett Butler. And then Seaver, like Seaver. So Rhett Seaver. And, my new music video is up. I'm very proud of it. And it's Baked by Brady on Instagram for the edibles business.
Oh, and also, do you have anything new coming out? Like, you have anything else new coming out or anything like that? Any more videos planned?
I'll be posting some more podcasts soon. Otherwise, I have a show It's called the Comedy Dungeon Show on December 9th at 8:30 is going to be fun here in the city. It's at Jazz on the Park Hostel in New York City, and that's at 8:30 on December 9th. And then I have a show, November 18th at Broadway Comedy Club at 8 p.m. Is my other show, yeah.
Check our dude out. If we have any listeners in the city, check the show out. If not, he has an edibles mailing company that you can check out. And if not that, he has a YouTube video that's fucking hilarious that you need to check out. Check this dude out. Am I wrong?
Thank you, Shane.
Right now, bud. For real. Well, you and I are going to be friends on Facebook now. We're going to be buddies, you and I now. We're friends now.
Thank you. Thank you, Shane, and thank your wife for the good time I had with her.
Yeah, I had a good time with her, too. What happened was, so here's the story. So I was like, She's like, I'll suck your dick right now. I was like, okay, cool. I don't give a fuck. Nobody gives a fuck on this podcast. I'll get my dick sucked. And she started sucking my dick, and it was funny. But then the goddamn dog showed up, and the dog wanted to lick my nuts. Well, she was sucking my dick. We couldn't handle it. It was too funny. It was too fucking funny. I had my wife sucking my dick. My balls getting licked by my dog. And I said, let's get back to the podcast. Let's just get back to the podcast. We're done. We're done with the blowjob shit tonight.
Shane, just admit.
Maybe Shane, you're going to have to start running your stories by me before the show, bro.
I do. At the beginning of the show, we said everything was fine. And suddenly, that's too much. The blowjob during the show, the dog looking at my balls.
Shane, just admit.
That's where we went too far. We said the N-word on the show.
You said the N-word on the show, not we. And Shane, just admit, like he said, admit it, Shane. You put peanut butter on there and let him lick it off, don't you?
Hey, before we go, though, I want to hear one thing. Dude, you said you wanted to say something about the Chappelle special.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about that for a second. We got a couple of minutes.
Oh, okay. No, yeah, just that, like, I thought the special was very good, and it was more evolved than the Sticks and Stones in terms of his stance on what he thinks of transgender people. His stance has evolved, but it's still not quite there yet. At least he knows he should stop talking about it. But he is a little bit more evolved than last time, but I just think it's kind of, strange that, like, this very smart man who is this big legend and everything is great except for this one premise of this one joke is that trans people choose this, and that's just wrong. Like, trans people don't choose how they're born. It's just a fact.
Sure.
And it's weird that people have the false opinion, which is not an opinion. It's a fact. You can't have an opinion about facts,
well,
but anyway.
I'll tell you, I can even go back to the 80s and 90s. I'm an old man. I'm 43 years old, right?
Okay.
I can look back to the 80s and 90s and how they looked at gay people back then.
Right.
40 years ago was way different than the new gay people. Because back then, in the 80s and shit, gay was still a choice. Gay was a choice that you made. Then we came to realize you're born that way. And I think we need to come to that reality with trans people as well. I have a trans friend, and she is a beautiful person, and I love them, and they're awesome. You know what I mean? And I genuinely believe that this is something that had bothered them their whole life, not just out of the blue, I want attention bullshit. I think this is something that they experienced, you know? And for me, it's weird for the pronoun thing because he, she, them, they, whatever. The trans thing is such a hard topic. It's a difficult topic.
It doesn't have to be, though. It doesn't have
to
be.
Right.
Yeah, it's just this is the way they're born. Right, they're not seeking attention. Right. And it's
like, the way I see it is that everybody should be able to do whatever the hell they want in life. I dig chicks and smoke a lot of pot. As long as you leave my pot alone, I'm good. So
yeah.
I wish, you know, like everybody else can do whatever the hell they want to do.
Because, I mean,
hey, man, you ain't hurting anybody. Live your life.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah, if you're not hurting nobody, live your life, man. So that's the way I see it.
Because,
I got a lot of friends that are gay. I got a lot of friends that or trans. I got a, you know, I got a lot of random friends out there. And the way I see it, live your life. If you ain't hurting nobody, fuck it, man. What the hell does it matter to anybody else's opinion?
True,
right?
That.
Because
why
if
do people
somebody
come in with their fucking opinion, why do they even gotta? Why do you feel like you gotta fucking go down on somebody and fucking make them feel like shit? Why do you even feel that way? What is it about the human experience that you have to hate?
Right,
you know
and
what I mean?
So I don't think
it's all part of the human experience. You have to hate something, and it's like LGBTQ is such a low hanging fruit to hate because that's like being born. It's like racism. Like you don't choose to be born that way.
Yeah,
straight up.
And so, well, the point is that I think they might have gone after Dave harder than they had.
They should have, yeah.
Like
now,
like,
do you think that's because of some of the stuff that he said in the past that was more hardcore, and now they're just like looking for any little thing to kind of like nitpick at him type
I
of shit?
Guess. Yeah,
oh,
I guess
possibly.
Because
you
I think the media just wants, right? I think now the media just wants attention, and really he didn't say anything
yeah.
that bad. It's just the premise of some of the jokes was still that they choose it, so that was kind of weird. But like,
yeah,
I mean, I don't know. It's just it is what it is, and people just at least it got the conversation going again in a more nuanced way, I think.
Right.
So that's fine. And right, and I still agree with Netflix that like it shouldn't be canceled and taken down, obviously. People still
right.
need their livelihood and their platform. But at least the conversation progressed.
Well, here's what's
so
crazy,
it's
like
fine.
Comedy is like the last bastion of free speech. So when you start
yeah.
canceling comedy, that's a slippery slope. That's a very,
yeah.
that's Nazi shit. Canceling comedy is Nazi shit, straight up. Canceling art,
right, and so,
canceling a painting because it doesn't conform to what you want is Nazi shit. Canceling comedy because it doesn't conform to what you want is Nazi shit. Canceling music because it doesn't conform to what you want is Nazi shit. Straight
yeah,
up.
And that's why anybody who wants to, like, criticize Dave Chappelle, you know, they also have the freedom of speech to criticize him, even
sure.
though he is a comedy legend and he'll be okay. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Yeah.
So it's all
yeah, but
good,
the thing
so.
Is, should he be canceled? Should he be canceled? Is
no,
a hard no. Hard no.
Oh, yeah.
You know, there needs to be a place
right.
for that voice. You know,
well,
and you look at it, I mean,
people
are so hypocritical.
To be redeemed.
Like, there needs to be a place for my voice, but not yours.
So people have
a
chance to grow.
A recurring theme.
Right.
Yeah. People don't have a chance to grow if they're canceled, right?
Right.
So you have
right.
to give
and
people
look,
a chance
at,
because
honestly,
everybody would want
geez,
the chance
new special,
grow.
That new special was so apologetic. And honestly, the ending.
No, and that's very surprising,
was
right?
Very heartwarming. It was very heartwarming
yeah.
to hear him say her name, and say
that's
this
why
was a
it's
badass
so strange.
Bitch.
Why they're going after him so hard? That's what's so
I
strange,
it.
Right? It's
I know
because at
it's
least he's progressing.
Hypocrisy at his finest. It's hypocrisy.
Yeah, it is very strange.
It
but
is
I don't know,
weird.
Did you go over time? Is this? Did we go over time? Did you guys still get recorded?
Oh, yeah, we're good.
Oh,
yeah, we're on recording.
Oh, yeah,
yeah
we're still good, man.
Hours.
We still got about 5 minutes of the show.
Oh, okay. Because I thought you guys just had a half hour, but you're good.
Yeah, okay. Well, I sat it for 45 just in case we did go over, so it was all good.
Yeah, I guess that was all I had. Thank you guys for having me. It was really fun.
Oh, anytime, bro.
Thank
anytime, man. Oh, yeah, it's been a fun episode, bro. Definitely have to have you on for sure again. Next time without Shane asking so many questions. All right, Shane?
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, no. My name on Facebook is Shane Layton. Look me up. I want to be Facebook friends with you, bro. I do.
Right, cool.
I'm super interested now. I don't know about our listeners, but
you have to catch him when he's not in Facebook jail, though. Just throwing that out there, because he's always in Facebook jail.
I am, too. I always got a 30-day ban. Because I get drunk, and I Facebook when I'm drunk. And then I get banned.
Oh, shit.
Don't drive on Facebook while drunk.
There you go, guys.
That is the lesson from this episode.
The lesson from this episode is do not drive on Facebook while drunk. I dig it.
Don't do it. The state frowns on that type of behavior. They will lock you up.
All right, guys. It's been great. Shane, thank you for being on. Sherry, I know you're off. If you're listening, thank you for coming on. Rhett, bro, awesome. Definitely got to have you back on again, my man. And everybody that's listening, hope everybody had a great day today. If it's your birthday, happy birthday. If not, fuck off. I'll be doing another show this week sometime, probably the Dakota show, unless Shane wants to join in on another episode this week sometime. And we'll go from there, guys.
Facebook. What's your name on Facebook, Dakota?
Dakota Wheatley.
Okay, cool.
All
right.
Are you on Sherry's page?
Just,
you can follow me off of Sherry's.
Okay, cool.
Cool beans, guys. All right. Once again, thank all you guys. It's been awesome.
That was a great show.
I dug it, guys. And the most important thing to remember, everyone, roast the world. Why? Because the world needs roasted.
Yes, thank you so much. Have a good night, guys. Thanks.
Good night, bro.
Have a good night, bro.